All right, it is Thursday morning, and they are bracing in the Carolinas for Hurricane Florence, which could be catastrophic. Joining us right now from ABC News in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Ryan Burrow. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. Right now, just some cloud cover and a slight breeze. If you were driving through and didn't know about what was coming, you'd just think it was a normal day. Anything but normal, though. No schools today. A lot of businesses shutting down. The Fayetteville Police Department just tweeting out a few minutes ago that they're going to be closing their lobby at 2 o'clock today. So all hands on deck. They're being very, very cautious about this storm, and they know that it's coming. It's just a matter of when, and it should be arriving here. The effects should be arriving probably sometime later Friday.
This is the kind of storm that obviously, as it's occurring, is going to be bad. But even afterwards, the aftermath, there could be flooding. There could be other things that happen afterwards, can't there?
You got it. And the flooding is the big concern. Right now where I'm at is a zone where they expect 10 to 15 inches of rain over a very, very short period of time, maybe Friday into late Saturday. And where is that water going to go in this hilly region? It's going to go to the lowest point. And unfortunately, people live in some of those points, and businesses are in some of those points. So at least a lot of people have kind of followed the warnings. I'm actually outside of a hotel right now that's completely full. A lot of these people, though, actually live in the coast, and they've been moving back and pushing back this way. This is also the location of Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's also where Fort Bragg is, and we see a lot of military movement going on. First of all, getting the equipment, the expensive, very valuable military equipment out of harm's way for the water threats and the wind threats, but also getting ready to perhaps deploy some of these high water vehicles to areas where people need to be rescued, getting meals prepared, having water supplies ready. So the military ready to step into action once Hurricane Florence finally takes hold of this region.
I know, Ryan, as a precaution, a lot of people are evacuating. Are you seeing much evidence of that, or are people just kind of hunkering down and ready to ride it out?
You know, a lot of people, they're kind of mixed. And part of it is the fact that we've seen such calm weather. People think, well, maybe this won't be so bad after all. Although there are a lot of people who realize they felt the same way during Hurricane Matthew, and they saw the devastating flooding that happened as a result. People are taking this seriously, and you can just tell based on the businesses that are closing down as people just try to get out of the area. I took a trip down I-95 from Norfolk, Virginia yesterday, coming from the base there, and saw how many people were fleeing north on I-95, kind of away from that cone of this system. And it's a lot of people. I joked with our Richmond affiliate that they're going to have a few visitors coming very, very soon. That being said, heading down on I-95, and actually in the parking lot where I'm at right now, dozens upon dozens of service utility vehicles ready to spring into action. They think Duke Energy thinks that they could lose power to about 3 million people when all is said and done here.
I can imagine airports have got to be jammed, too. There's probably going to be a lot of flight delays and cancellations as a result of this storm.
Absolutely. Raleigh-Durham Airport, not too far from where I'm at, tweeting out they've already got more than 100 arrivals and departures canceled today. This is not a big, massive airport. They've already got 100 canceled, and they expect more throughout the day.
Hang in there, Ryan. We appreciate the update. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye now.